Podcast.de News. Der News-Podcast von Podcast.de.
Hallo liebe Podcast-Freunde und willkommen beim Podcast.de News-Podcast. Mein Name ist Steffen und ich begrüße euch. Es gibt erfreuliche Nachrichten, denn uns steht eine der ersten Podcast-Live-Veranstaltungen seit Beginn der Corona-Pandemie bevor. Vom 23. bis zum 25. Oktober wird im Comedy-Café Berlin das Podfest Berlin 2021 stattfinden. Geplant sind Austausch, Workshops und Live-Podcasts. Es sind sogar noch Plätze frei. Wir haben heute die Freude, mit dem Host und Veranstalter Daniel Stern zu sprechen. Daniel ist Amerikaner und spricht deswegen vorrangig Englisch. Ich hoffe, das ist okay für euch. Ich werde einige Teile des Interviews auch übersetzen. Hey Daniel, good to have you around.
Thank you very much for having me.
How are you today?
Today has started off very well. The festival, Podfest Berlin, it's just, I wake up every morning with cool emails and a chance to talk to people about podcasting who are excited about it. And yeah, every day is really fun as we get ready for this right now.
How did you come up with the idea to host the Pod Festival?
That's great. I think the origin story is I go around and I think, man, something like this should exist, right? Like there's these podcasters all over Berlin. I sort of know some of them. Why aren't we gathering? You know, we finally have a chance to be in a physical space, and it's an art form that can be very isolating. So someone should do this. Someone should do this. And like you say, someone should do this enough times, then you go, I guess it's me. And so, I contacted the venue. I said, guys, how about this weekend? They said, okay. And you put up the website and you just start contacting people. And you expect everyone to say no, no, no. And everyone just keeps saying yes, yes, yes. And it's just been the enthusiasm from everyone that I've contacted has been like just so amazing.
You just said it before. This might actually be one of the first podcast live venues since COVID started, right?
I mean, people have done here and there, but it's we really, right now can just be in places together. And I don't know how long this window will last, but it's like, let's move quick. Let's take advantage of it, because right now it feels like a safe time to say hello to people who either listen to podcasts or make them or, are curious about them.
Für diejenigen, die kein Englisch sprechen, ich übersetze einmal kurz. Daniel hat gesagt, dass er sich öfters gefragt hat, warum es keine vergleichbaren Events in Berlin in der letzten Zeit gab, beziehungsweise auch schon vor Covid, und dass er sich dann überlegt hat, ja gut, wenn es niemand anderes macht, dann muss ich das wohl übernehmen, und dass wir die Gelegenheit jetzt unbedingt nutzen sollten, um diese Chance wahrzunehmen, jetzt wo es gerade geht, vom Verlauf der Pandemie her. Daniel, it's a great opportunity for podcasters and fans to connect and learn new techniques at the event. So in detail, what will happen?
So we launched the event with a focus on live podcast recordings. So that means a chance for fans, audience members, listeners to sit there while the podcasts are being made in front of them, and in some cases interact with those that have Q&As or have a format that allows for that. But otherwise to be there to laugh and cheer and clap and be in the same room, which is very fun for both the audience and the podcasters. Aside from that, we have some other events where people can meet up, have some ice cream, hang out, and then a series of seminars covering everything from getting started in podcasting to advanced audio design, editing, storytelling. A lot of different ways to sort of approach learning about podcasts from a lot of different sources. Bear Radio, which is a podcast producers and consultants here in Berlin. We've got the Berlin School of Podcasting. We've got Tim Howard, an editor from Reply All, which is a very popular podcast. He happens to be located here and is going to be teaching about what he does. Caleb Wenzel Fisher is doing a seminar on immersive audio, which is, to me, going to be extremely interesting, seeing what you can do to make a more dynamic experience on headphones. And then we'll also be joining someone from Hindenburg, who's going to be giving us sort of more of a 101 experience for those who might want to be getting started.
Yeah, and we're going to be there too, right? So, was Daniel sagt, ist, es wird ganz, ganz viele verschiedene Impulse bei dem Event geben. Es wird einerseits Live-Podcasting geben und das ist auch der Fokuspunkt. Auf der anderen Seite gibt es auch viel Technisches, viel Neuerungen, viel Platz für Austausch und Entwicklung. Zum Beispiel sind Leute von Hindenburg vor Ort oder von anderen Podcast-Firmen, von Produktionsfirmen und immersives Audio wird auch eine Rolle spielen. So, Daniel, you have your roots in stand-up comedy.
Sorry, my German is like just good enough that you say, I know you're saying exactly what I would want to say in German, where I'm like, oh yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to translate. So
yeah, no, that's fantastic.
Speaking quite quick, I know. All right. Well, Daniel, you have your roots in stand-up comedy, right? Mm-hmm. So how much comedy is there going to be at the Podfest?
We have podcasts that are very focused on being funny, some that are very focused on being serious. And I think it encompasses a range that's pretty reflective of what podcasters or podcast listeners want to hear. So podcasts are focused on politics, current events, social issues, and then just funny people chatting, film, music, everything that you find in your app, whichever one you're using, you're going to find at the podcast. The venue is called Comedy Cafe Berlin, but we'll definitely be having some aspects that are very, very unfunny conversations.
Okay, was Daniel sagt ist, dass es eine sehr breite Klaviatur an Programmen geben wird. Das heißt, einerseits gibt es Comedy-Programme, aber nicht ausschließlich. Es wird auch ernste Themen geben, Gesellschaftsthemen und alles, was man sonst auch rundum in seinen Podcast-Apps finden kann. By the way, one question. Mm-hmm. You and me were speaking in English.
Yes.
So will the Podfest Berlin be in English only or is there going to be different languages too?
Absolutely not. It's going to be absolutely not only in English, I should say. We've got podcasts in German, podcasts in English. We have one podcast in Icelandic, and I'm hoping to further expand the languages offered until it represents what an amazingly diverse city Berlin is. And it's if we don't accomplish that with this Podfest, then Podfest Berlin 2022 will certainly have the whole world of languages in Berlin represented.
Also für alle, die nicht so gerne oder nicht so viel Englisch sprechen oder verstehen, es gibt natürlich auch Podcasts auf Deutsch und wie wir gerade gehört haben, außerdem auch einen Podcast auf Isländisch und Daniel hofft, in den kommenden Jahren des Podfests dann tatsächlich auch noch mehr Sprachen an den Start zu bekommen.
Yeah, so we have some like established German podcasts like Wer prügelt mit Punchlines or
ah, yeah.
So they're at 10 p.m. on Saturday, and that's going to be a really fun, funny chat. They're followed by Matilda und Georg. Oh, my God. They made the name of their podcast so long. And
want to give it a shot?
Matilda und Georg Position Unterhaltung, which I think was a lot of podcasts started during lockdown. There is one of them. They're two of my favorite, funniest friends and comedian comrades, so I'm really looking forward to seeing their show, which is also on Saturday night, October 23rd.
Okay, das heißt, es gibt tatsächlich einige verschiedene Podcaster und ich bin mir nicht ganz sicher, ob ich die Namen richtig verstanden habe. Deswegen überlasse ich das jetzt einfach mal den Shownotes und füge dort die Namen und die Links zu den Podcasts ein, die dort auch live recorden werden. One more question, Daniel.
Yeah.
Why did you choose Comedy Cafe Berlin for the venue?
They have been doing live podcast recordings since they were founded in 2015. I've been recording.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I think even in their first week or so of being open, there was podcast recordings happening there in German in particular. My podcast records there on a monthly basis, as do others. So it's a place that I know works for doing what I want to do. And I have a great relationship with the family that runs it. So that's why
Sounds
we started
great.
There.
Your podcast is very much related to the German Spätikultur, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. We're called Radio Spätkauf. We do Berlin news in English. And yeah, I think maybe the festival is also an extension of that hey, this is a gathering place that welcomes everyone. And I hope that that's sort of communicated. And we're not the only Spätkoff-related podcast at the festival. So there's Radio Spätkoff on Sunday. And then on Monday, Corner Späti is recording. And I think it shows just how important the Späti culture is to this city that two of our podcasts have the word in the name.
Das Comedy Café Berlin ist schon seit Jahren dafür bekannt, dass dort Podcasts aufgezeichnet werden und dass Podcaster ohne eigenes Studio oder Equipment dort ihre Shows produzieren können. Und weil Daniel die Stimmung schätzt und den Ort mag, findet dort auch das Podfest 2021 statt. So, Daniel, for people who are concerned about COVID, I assume the event is going to be for vaxxed and healed and tested people only, right?
Yep. Everyone involved in this takes the hygiene and precautions very seriously, and it will be our priority to make it everything as safe as possible, or safer than possible. Comedy Cafe Berlin has installed brand new air filtration system that is state of the art. That's what they spent their downtime doing. And they take all of the other precautions. Even they tend to go or choose to go above and beyond what is required by the city and state. So it's a place where I feel safe gathering with others. And as we look to expand locations, it is my first priority that this is an event which is safe or as safe as can be.
So you mentioned before there's some podcasters you're really looking forward to see. Is there any free slots for other podcasters at this moment? Can they sign up?
I would love more people to sign up because even if I can't find a space for podcasts, this event, Podfest Berlin, is going to be back as soon as I can arrange next year's event, and I want to get you involved. And it's just there's a link on our website, which is in English and German, in order to make a submission of your podcast. I please, or even better, let me know what your favorite podcast is, and I'll contact them if they haven't already contacted me, because I really want to get everyone that's podcasting in Berlin under this one roof all together. Even if not physically in the same space, just aware of each other and interacting.
Das Event ist nur für getestete, geheilte oder geimpfte Menschen. Das heißt, die Gefahr ist relativ gering. Auch noch sehr gut zu wissen, es gibt noch freie Slots für das Podfest 2021. Das heißt, wenn noch jemand interessiert ist und mitmachen möchte, wenn jemand einen guten Podcast kennt oder vielleicht sogar selbst einen hat, dann ist er herzlich eingeladen, sich bei Daniel zu melden. Das geht entweder über die Homepage, die wir in die Shownotes packen, oder aber auch über Social Media. Wenn ich es richtig verstanden habe, Daniel, you're on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter, right?
Yes, I'm too old for TikTok. But I think if you use any sort of non-branded search engine, you'll find us. It's we're getting the hits, and because people have been great about reaching out. We've gotten a ton of great support from international companies like Patreon. Patreon's a really great supporter of the podcast, of podcasts in general, but of our podcast festival, and then other local businesses and regional companies have also been just super supportive. So it's something that's going to keep growing. And if I can't get you in this year, I'll get you in next year.
All right. So is there anything else the audience ought to know about the festival?
I want to make sure that Podfest Berlin is an event which is as inclusive and exciting and fun and useful as possible. So anything you'd like to see, please reach out. Any way that I can help you get there, please let me know. I've chosen a venue which is accessible, you know, without stairs or anything like that. I've really want people to be there. So if there's anything I can do, just get in touch.
Also, ihr habt's gehört. Daniel freut sich sehr, wenn ihr euch bei ihm meldet, wenn ihr eure Ideen mit ihm teilt, wenn ihr ihm Podcasts vorschlagt. Und er freut sich am allermeisten, wenn ihr tatsächlich auch zum Podfest 2021 ins Comedy Café Berlin kommt. Vielen, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Vielen, vielen Dank, Daniel. Thank you very much for being here.
Gerne, gerne.
And we're going to see each other at the festival, right?
I look forward to seeing you there.
Cool. So great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wenn ihr interessiert seid an weiteren Podcast-News, dann könnt ihr gerne vorbeischauen im Newsbereich von podcast.de. Ihr findet uns auch in den sozialen Medien, auf Facebook, auf Twitter, auf LinkedIn und auf Instagram. Vielen, vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zur nächsten Episode.
Podcast.de News, der News-Podcast von podcast.de.